Brandon Bennett's with the Rural Radio Network, talking with Dr. David Vail, Assistant Professor of Agricultural History at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Dr. Vail, the Great Plains Agricultural Council is always important. Tell us a little more about this organization.
Well, the council, of course, started as many of the New Deal sort of programs and outreach efforts did in the 1930s with the Dust Bowl and the Great Depression. And one of the unique attributes, I think, of the council itself is that it really sought to link local and state and regional scientists, practitioners, farmers, ranchers together to work on these problems of the drought and the Dust Bowl in particular in ways that other New Deal programs or groups didn't quite, sort of more of a federal down, top-down approach. And the council had a lot of bottom-up regional relationships. And so really what they ended up doing beyond the 1930s is to sort of investigate how to address production risks, whether that's ranch lands or farmlands or whatever, and then also start to study what they called environmental hazards.
And Dr. Vail, talk a little bit about some of the experiments done by the Great Plains Agricultural Council.
Well, anyone who's lived in Nebraska or Kansas, but especially Nebraska, knows about wind. And so the council did a lot of their early experiments, especially in the 1930s with the blowing dust storms, but into the 1940s and 1950s on wind erosion in particular. They also employed scientists that specifically considered soil and drought and aridity problems, you know, so what happens, right, when soils aren't as healthy because of the arid climate or sort of cycles of drought that are affecting the plains. And so you had soil scientists becoming a fundamental part to the council. So wind erosion, soil and drought, and then also, you know, as Nebraska and other states in the Great Plains produced more after 1945, sort of the post-World War II era production, the council started studying weeds and insects, sort of how to keep land healthy from invasions of insects or weeds.
Brandon Bennett's with the Rural Radio Network, talking with Dr. David Vail, Assistant Professor for Agricultural History at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, joining us for our monthly Agricultural History Update. On the topic of the Great Plains Agricultural Council, when you take the totality of their circumstances as a whole, what's their legacy?
I say that they have two central legacies, at least in Nebraska and the Great Plains. One would be sort of the collaborative effort that, you know, they didn't, these subcommittees and different entities within the council, they didn't necessarily always get along or agree with the findings together, but often more times than not, that sort of collaborative effort on the public side and the private side allowed them to study challenges that Great Plains residents would face throughout the Cold War era and into even the 1980s and 1990s. In ways that they couldn't do that by themselves. And so that collaborative effort, I think, is a really important part of the legacy. The other is a specific threat in the 1950s of another drought that many residents likened to the Great Depression and the Dust Bowl. And so President Eisenhower really relied on the council to study the new drought and the drought risk that was going on in the late 1950s. And so that's another legacy, that they played a fundamental role, not just in the region, but at the federal level as well.
Dr. Vail, our last segment always has to do with this month in agricultural history, and it's November in Nebraska, and I almost feel like I have to duck when we talk about that because there was that big blizzard that started in November of 1948 and extended into January of 49.
Yeah, 1948, it started in November, going really until almost the springtime. Nebraska and the Great Plains had an onslaught of almost consecutive blizzard storms to an extent where some places, like in Antelope County, for example, reported reaching almost 30 feet of snow. At least the drifts were 30 feet, and sometimes they would report different parts of rural Nebraska received almost 100 inches of snow. So it was brutal. But there are two main interesting parts to this disaster, which is, again, the Great Plains residents coming together for aerial rescues and ground-based rescues. And these groups included the Fifth Army, the Red Cross, the Army Corps of Engineers, the Air Force, the National Guard, and the Civil Air Patrol, including units of flying farmers, ranchers that also were aviators, and they would fly around to help. And interesting part to this, too, is that right before the Kearney Air Force Base closed that spring in 1949, it was one of the main operating points units to help with these aerial rescues. So Operation Snowbound was a specific Nebraska aerial rescue, but then also C-82s and C-47s that were operational in Nebraska also helped with a much larger regional effort to rescue cattle and people in Wyoming and Kansas called Operation Haylift.
That was Dr. David Vail, Assistant Professor of Agricultural History at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, joining us for our monthly Agricultural History Update. With the Rural Radio Network, this is Brandon Bennett.